Precious metals, hospice hacks, Freedom Fest, and the keys to riches coming up on this episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today. I'm your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals, and this is Your Life Fully Invested. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about precious metals, what they are, and how you can invest in them. And has your hospice been hacked? Find out about the latest phishing attack that has jeopardized several patients' confidential information. Also, we're going to talk about Freedom Fest this year and do a really nice wrap on Freedom Fest. And then this week's key in the Keys to Riches financial philosophy. So let's get started, shall we, with our first topic, hospice. We go there, we expect to be treated appropriately in our moment of need as we pass on. And the last thing we're thinking about is, well, is this quality of care going to include my privacy and my financial records? Well, unfortunately, one company has fallen victim, and Alive Hospice has now been the victim of a phishing attack. Two employee emails have been hacked, and as a result, exposed all of the patient records available. All kinds of sensitive information was breached both in December of last year and April of this year. Now, the company has hired a forensic investigation team, and they are working diligently to determine what has been compromised, if anything, and fix the patch and make sure that it doesn't happen again. Two employees unsuspectingly clicked on links and emails that released the phishing open doors, and now they have this big problem of what was breached. Right now, they're saying that information hasn't been leaked, but they're still working to determine whether or not information has been exposed. And one of the things that you can do simply to help prevent any type of phishing attack that you receive is never, ever click on any unsuspecting links. If you receive an email, even if it looks like a friendly email, if it's unsolicited, meaning somebody hasn't explicitly said, hey, I'm going to send you a link to this website, check it out, you shouldn't go use those links because malicious links can occur. They look like they're legitimate links. If you hover over with your mouse, it may still disclose that it's a legitimate link. However, it might take you to a nefarious website, download software, create exposure and security hacks for you. So you want to make sure that you're never clicking on any links. Better yet, you can even install antivirus software that works within your email program. This will sweep it from any known malicious links and it'll deactivate them. You can have it set to deactivate any links in your email. So if you choose to go to that website, you have to hand type it in a browser. That will help add an extra layer of security for you. And always be curious. Do not just make an assumption that an email you receive from a friend is really from them. If it sends you to a link or if the website domain looks like something that's not in line with your friend's character, you might be the potential victim of a phishing hack. And so you want to be careful of that and don't click on any unsolicited links. That's the way to solve that problem. Up next, we have more information about the Keys to Riches financial philosophy and Freedom Fest, as well as our interview with Rich Chechen. I'm Heather Wagenhals. Stay tuned for more Unlock Your Wealth Today right after this. Welcome back to Unlock Your Wealth Today. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and I'm thrilled to have participated in this year's Freedom Fest. It was last week from July 11th through the 14th at the Paris Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. If you hadn't catched my promos all the way up until Freedom Fest, we had an amazing time. In the Unlock Your Wealth Studios, we had three shows launching. It was very exciting. One of my passion projects because of my affinity for Atlas Shrugged and the works of Ayn Rand, the Atlasphere podcast launched with my co-host Jim Woods, and we had some really exciting interviews that we were able to do. And I encourage you to check out the website at theatlasphere.com to be able to look for those upcoming episodes, as well as great articles and the opportunity to make both personal and professional connections with other admirers of the Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged. I also mentioned my co-host Jim Woods because, in addition to being a market analyst and regular appearance personality here on the Unlock Your Wealth Today show, as well as broadcasting live last week from Freedom Fest with me, he launched his very own podcast called Way of the Renaissance Man. And I'm really excited about this website because if you are looking to broaden your horizons, increase your depth of knowledge in many areas like a Renaissance man or woman would do, then this is the place for you to take and engage with other like-minded individuals at wayoftherenaissanceman.com. And then, of course, this show we broadcasted live and we've done tons of interviews I'll be bringing you over the next month of great interviews from individuals all about how to help build your wealth and prosperity. And I know that that's what you're here for, isn't it? To build your wealth and prosperity. Now, I'd like to say a few things about Freedom Fest and some of my thoughts, because Jim participated in a Fast Money Summit. The Fast Money Alert is one of his publications. And if you are looking to deepen your investment horizon, and as you know, in our Keys to Riches financial philosophy, our 3-5 financial strategy talks about asking 3 questions and addressing 5 areas of concern. And one of those areas is a tiered savings plan. And so once you create the opportunity to make money long-term safely, now you can take and start expanding your horizons. And how do I leverage my way to wealth? And how do I accelerate my wealth? And the Fast Money Alert Summit was an amazing opportunity to learn how to study and understand how to get into and out of investments quickly, how to capitalize and profit from those investments. These are not for the average investor. They are for sophisticated investors. But if you'd like more information about how to involve yourself in that, I encourage you to go to his website at jimwoodsinvesting.com. That's jimwoodsinvesting.com if you'd like more information about that. Part of what Freedom Fest is and makes it so special, it is the largest gathering of free minds. When we talk about free minds, we're talking about the largest liberty and economic summit in the world. And why is this important? Why am I such an avid fan of Freedom Fest when my show has to do with money and building wealth? That's precisely why, because we cannot ever achieve financial freedom unless we have personal and political freedom. And so it's critical that we find other individuals to learn about what is liberty, what does it mean to me, how do I participate in the political process to ensure that what life I want to design for myself, I can do so and have quiet enjoyment of said life. And so that's why I've always been a big fan of Freedom Fest. And yet again, we broadcasted live this year, and I'm very excited to be a part of it. If you'd like to learn more and join us for next year's Freedom Fest, you can count on me being there. It's July 17th through the 20th of 2019. And if you just go to freedomfest.com, you can learn all about it, as well as start seeing some of the highlights of this year's event. I'm so excited that you chose to be a part of it. If you were there, thanks so much for stopping by. We had an opportunity to engage with so many viewers and listeners of the Unlock Your Wealth radio show. And it's awesome that all of you give me that feedback. If you'd like to connect with me personally, I would love to be able to interact with you. You can just hit me up on Facebook or Instagram. Direct message me at Unlock Your Wealth is the page. All you have to do is send me a private message, and I would love to help you get where you want to go financially. Because really, it's all about overcoming your personal and professional challenges to get out of debt, to achieve financial freedom and live the life of your dreams right now today. That's why this show is focused on all elements of wealth, because what? Wealth is more than money. For the Keys to Riches coming up next, stay tuned for more Unlock Your Wealth Today. Welcome back to Unlock Your Wealth Today. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and now we are here at our third key in our Keys to Riches financial philosophy. So for those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast. We're so glad to have you. The Keys to Riches is the baker's dozen of financial concepts that teaches you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do this one key at a time, one week at a time here at Unlock Your Wealth Today. And this key is our third, and it's our dreams with deadlines. So we accepted that we may not know everything we need to know about money, or perhaps we've made some mistakes. We've started affirming our ability to achieve and create financial freedom for ourselves. And then we started to take our first steps last week by creating the platform for our ability to evaluate effectively what's really going on with our finances, because what's wrong with our money has nothing to do with money most of the time. So this, now we get to start dreaming. This is where we figure out, what is it that we want for ourselves in life? Where do we want to go? When do we want to get there? And we use my goal achievement strategy to get there. If you'd like to know more about the goal achievement strategy, you can do it one of two ways. First, you can tune into our Facebook Live, and that's simply at facebook.com/unlockyourwealthradio to get this week's key. Or I'll go you one better. You can take the actual goal achievement strategy workshop. All you have to do is visit unlockyourwealth.com and click on the workshops and classes tab, and it'll take you directly to the goal achievement strategy sign up page. We've got a new boot camp starting in August, so I encourage you to be a part of that. All you have to do is visit unlockyourwealth.com and check out the workshops and classes tab. That's it for this week's key. For your key statement, key affirmation, and key action item, please visit the website at unlockyourwealthtoday.com and check out all of those tools and resources and so much more on our website and today's show page. Now, this segment of Unlock Your Wealth Today is sponsored in part by audible.com. Get a free audiobook download by visiting the audibletrial.com website, audibletrial.com/unlockyourwealth, and click on the link to over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Now, I'm so excited to bring you this next interview, because part of Freedom Fest is the fact that every type of investment out there is available right at Freedom Fest. You can walk up to their booth, you can learn all about their investments, and find out what the next steps are to getting involved. And I'm thrilled to bring you this interview from Freedom Fest because, well, who wants to talk about precious metals? You hear about it all the time. I remember hearing commercials growing up on talk radio, and they would talk about how gold holds its value and the cost of a suit 50 years ago is still able to be paid by the same amount of gold today. What does that mean? And what is silver? How is silver a component? Are there other precious metals, and what should we be doing with them? To answer those questions from Asset Strategies International, I have a gentleman by the name of Rich Chekin. So let's take a listen to this interview from Rich Chekin at Freedom Fest. Welcome back to Unlock Your Wealth Today, and I'm really excited about our next guest because we keep hearing about all these different genres that we should be investing in. We should be investing in stocks and bonds. Oh, no, gold is the thing, or, you know, some sort of precious metal, and what's a rare coin? Well, today I am joined by Richard Chekin, and he's going to tell us all that we need to know about precious metals. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Heather.
So, when someone says you got to invest in precious metals, what does that mean?
Well, personal opinion, I think everybody should be invested in precious metals, but not because I'm a gold bug. All right. There are people out there that say you should put everything into precious metals, the time is right, and they're cheerleaders for precious metals. I'm not that way. We didn't build our business that way. We believe that everybody ought to have a little bit of their portfolio in precious metals, specifically gold. And I can give numerous examples. We don't have time to cover them all here today, but I'm happy to do so at some point in the future, where gold has basically saved the day for a portfolio. There have been studies that show that keeping about 10% of your net worth or your investable assets, however you look at things, in gold actually increases overall portfolio performance and decreases risk. Having less doesn't accomplish the same. Having more doesn't accomplish the same. So you need to have a little bit for that emergency. And just the way we define a core holdings in gold is it's a store of purchasing power in a liquid form for a potential financial crisis you hope you never have.
Okay, so 10% is our sweet spot that we're looking for.
It is a sweet spot because above is not as good and below is not as good.
So what is it doing for the portfolio specifically when you say it's shoring it up? What does that mean to somebody who's not familiar with investing?
Well, again, it's emergency money the way I see it. So I'll give you a quick example. If everybody can think back to when AIG failed, okay, or even Bear Stearns. Basically what happened is the stock market plummeted. And on that same day, gold, silver, platinum all plummeted as well. But the stock market took some time to recover. Gold, silver, platinum all started moving back up the next day. Why? Simple. Folks had leveraged to buy shares of this, that, and the other in the stock market. They were basically using their homes as piggy banks back then, and they had to meet margin calls. So they had an immediate financial crisis or need. They sold their liquid assets in gold, silver, platinum. They met the financial need, and then right away people swept in on the bargains and started buying again for the precious metals. They are there for that purpose, and it could be, you know, governments have used this, corporations have used this, individuals have used this. That's why you own gold. The reality is, over time, and I'm not smart enough to explain how, it does increase overall performance and decrease overall risk. Folks smarter than I have done those studies with varying currencies, variant asset mixes, and that's what they came up with.
So when we start, what's the first thing? So there's a variety of precious metals. What are the more popular ones? Let's start there.
Gold and silver, hands down, no questions asked. That's where people turn to. And most folks, when they buy precious metals, are going to have some sort of mix of the two. Typically, we look at gold as insurance, that wealth insurance or the emergency money. We look at silver as more speculative. And if you ask somebody, they won't always tell you the right answer as to why they're buying precious metals. They usually always say for insurance. Reality is most people want to buy for insurance and profit. And which one is more important to us kind of dictates which you weight your purchase toward. If it's insurance, it's gold. If it's profit, then it's silver.
Okay. Now, why would silver be so much more profitable when it doesn't cost nearly as much?
Actually, now's a good time to be looking at that and to see what happens in the next, you know, 12 to 18 months. Right now, gold-silver ratio, a bunch of other indicators suggest that gold and silver are down near their recent lows. So they're ready cyclically to start turning again. I can't tell you when. It could be 3 months, could be a year and a half. But they're going to turn. Things move in cycles. And what happened on the way down is gold is your leader. It starts moving. Silver will follow, but it's a smaller capped market. So once money starts pouring in, its move is accentuated. Or when money starts flowing out, its move is accentuated downward. So it goes deeper, even though it got a late start. When it turns the corner, it's coming from a lower point. Gold will turn, silver will follow, and it tends to outpace to the upside as well. So you have a greater profit potential with silver than with gold.
That's interesting to know, because you would just think because everybody just gravitates toward gold.
It is the first thought. There's no question. And a lot of people call silver the poor man's gold. I think they have different functions. But they're both monetary and industrial. Gold is more monetary than industrial. Silver is more industrial than monetary. But they kind of have the same movements, just with a little delay on silver.
So this is a curious question. Someone asked me this, and I thought it was kind of funny, so I think I'll ask you this. So what if I live in a small house and I want to invest in a lot of gold? Where am I going to put it?
That's a great question. I personally think the first thing you need to do if you're looking to buy precious metals for the first time is take delivery. Okay? Now that brings up issues. You have to safeguard that. You have to store it yourself. Your number one protection is a low profile. Don't go around bragging about, I just bought 10 ounces of gold or whatever the case might
be.
But you need to put it in a safe at home. Best if you have more assets, you want to put it in a, you know, embedded in concrete in your basement or what have you. There's all sorts of things you can do. You can put it in a safe deposit box at the bank. But I do think you take delivery of it first. Why? It's a liquid store of purchasing power for potential financial crisis you hope you never have. If you have one, you need to meet the need right then and there. You have to have access to it, or it's not liquid. So you start there. Anything over and above what you foresee as an emergency that you'd have to meet in the future, potentially, or that you feel comfortable storing yourself, then you start reaching out into the hands of the professionals. You store it with professional depositories that meet certain minimum criterias of 100% or more insurance at full market value at all times. They have redundant security systems, et cetera. So there are people out there that do that well, cost effectively, and that's where you should go next, because the cheapest way to store gold is yourself
right.
until it's lost or stolen.
Okay.
And it's the most expensive.
So if folks want to find out more, how do they get a hold of you?
Great. Our company is Asset Strategies International. We have a presence on the web. It's www.assetstrategies.com. We could also be reached toll-free, 1-800-831-0007, 10 better than James Bond. And you can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. We have a presence there as well.
Well, thank you so much for being a part of the show. And for those of you driving around without a pencil, never fear, unlockyourwealthtoday.com is here. Visit our show page, get the links, and so much more. For the maestro of moolah, Michael Terry, I'm Heather Wagenhoff. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthToday.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2018 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.UnlockYourWealthToday.com.